I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Matthew Chase Daniel and Jerry Wellman. They are founders, co-directors, drivers, etc. of Axel Contemporary, which is the mobile art gallery here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So how did you get an idea to make an art gallery in a van?
Well, you know how Santa Fe is. It's the center of vibes and waves and hit my head. And Matthews, go ahead, Matthew.
Well, we saw a truck.
You got divinely inspired. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Jerry was divinely inspired. Meanwhile, I noticed an old truck for sale on the side of the highway, and I really wanted to buy it and do something with it, and was trying to come up with a reasonable idea of a reason to buy this big truck. So I was talking to Jerry, and we came up with the idea of making a little art gallery and showing our work and other people's work. And we didn't know if it would last for, you know, a week or a month or a year, and now it's been 4 years, and we're still doing it.
Now, this is a van, just like a run-of-the-mill...
Yep, like a bread delivery truck, actually, originally.
And, in fact, a Hostess Twinkies delivery truck.
Really?
Yes. Wonder Bread.
So the karma lives on.
Presently, yeah, we're delivering bread this week.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a moment. You did a show. It just ended, but it was a whole, what would you call it, happening or event where you baked little sculptures, little figures into bread, and then people could order the bread, and then they would bite down and hopefully not destroy their dental work.
Exactly.
And have these little figures, which I've been seeing on Facebook. All these people have been posting them.
Yeah, people are very excited about what they get. And it's fun for us to see how the sculptures move out in the world. We've spent a lot of time with them, firing them and collecting them. Over 250 different artists made them.
We did little workshops at senior centers, and we had teachers go to elementary schools, and Matthew and I did workshops throughout the city at CCA, Warehouse 21. Santa Fe Clay had a little thing.
And so people made all these figures, and then other people ordered them, and you don't know what you're going to get, and you don't know who made it.
Yeah, it's a surprise. We did just publish a book called The Royal Bread Show, which has photographs of all the sculptures. So when people find their sculptures, if they want to know what they are, they can get the book and look through it. And it's a beautiful book. There's also poems and essays by local writers who also sent work to us in the book that relate to bread, celebratory essays about bread.
How did you get the idea to put sculptures inside of bread?
It's an old idea. We're sort of standing on shoulders of giants, I think. But at any rate, yeah, the king's cake, it's an old tradition, and you'll find it throughout cultures, actually all over the world, where there'd be a little surprise inside of bread. Oftentimes you'll see it in both northern and southern European countries during the Epiphany. And then again, there's the Cracker Jacks.
Well, there is the Cracker
Jacks.
Yeah,
Cracker Jacks, a large inspiration for us.
Do they still have Cracker Jacks?
I have not looked for them in a long time.
Nor I.
I don't know.
That sort of dates us. If you know what Cracker Jack is and you're under 30, please email me. So you have this art gallery, which is this former Hostess Twinkie delivery van, ladies and gentlemen, and you drive around and park it in different places, not only in Santa Fe, but in the rest of the state, and either do performances or show exhibitions or deliver bread. How do you, like when you park somewhere, do people know you're going to be there, or do they, like, people just encounter you as they're walking by?
It's a little bit of both. We post on our website and Facebook and Twitter where we'll be each day, so people who want to find us can find us, and people have sought us out. We've gotten good coverage in the press, both locally and nationally. And so
the New York Times wrote about you.
Yeah, the New York Times, Elle Magazine, Town and Country, Sunset Magazine.
Really?
An odd range of papers and magazines. Dallas Morning News.
It's always like a huge surprise when somebody all of a sudden shows up. Oh, wow, You're here. Thank goodness. I read about you in Sunset Magazine.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And but then a lot of people just so people seek us out, but people also stumble upon us. We're parked in front of grocery stores or restaurants or at the Chavez Center. Some people come in because they want to see the art. Some people come in because they love the truck. They're gearheads, and they're like, oh, I could make something like this as an RV and travel around. And then they get exposed to the art as well. And so it's a nice blend of clients, customers, audience.
And you get a lot of people who aren't necessarily seeking out an art experience.
Exactly.
And that's really cool because art should be accessible to a lot of people, and sometimes there's an intimidation factor, or this isn't my world.
A lot of people don't want to go into an art gallery or a museum. They feel intimidated by the person sitting behind the desk and the silence in the room, and they feel like they should have some sort of intellectual knowledge about what's going on, and we try and break that down.
In fact, that was an inspiration for doing the band. There was a very popular essay that was written in the 80s, I think, called The White Cube. It's exactly what he was saying. People are intimidated about museums and art galleries.
Because they'll go into an art gallery that's painted white, and they'll see a white cube and say, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Very interesting. So I think it's really a kind of a brilliant idea to do a mobile art gallery where you have such low overhead. You don't pay rent on a space and things like that, and that gives you a lot of freedom to do creative stuff without having to sell big-ticket items in order to just get through the month.
Well, we gather a lot of community support through donations and grants as well, and I just want to make an announcement. We just received our 501c3 nonprofit status.
Congratulations.
And that's going to help us to gather grants and people can donate to us and write it as a tax deduction. So those wealthy contributors and lovers of art in the Axel Mobile Gallery, be sure and get in touch.
Yeah. Very nice.
Our biggest overhead is our own time. It takes a huge amount of time to curate and drive and send out emails and sit the gallery. But it is much lower overhead than, especially in Santa Fe where real estate is so expensive. We feel really... really happy to be able to provide really quality work in a intimate space for a low price. And a lot of the work, we do sell works on paper, mostly during the summer. In the fall and the winter, we have installation art, where an artist will make an installation in the whole space and made to be viewed through a sheet of glass, which we place in the back. And that's not commercial work at all. And then we have a performance series in the end of May and beginning of June. That's coming up.
Are there any places that are kind of your regular locations for the van, for the Axel Art Van?
Well, Saturday mornings we like to park near the farmer's market, and that's mostly because it's one of the most pedestrian generated places in the city. We like to park where there'll be people who can happen upon us by walking. So there's grocery store parking lots, La Montanilla Co-op, that's a good one.
And they like having you there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They were one of the first people to be very welcoming. On Sundays, often somewhere on Canyon Road. And then, like Matthew just said, check it out on the website and be surprised. We've been all the way out to Genevieve Chava Center and Java Joe's out on Rodeo. And we try to park all around town.
AxelArt.com, AXLEArt.com. Now, you're doing an annual performance series. You do it every year. It's coming up end of May and June. How do you do performances in a van?
We open it up to the submission proposal. So like last year, we had a person kind of... curated his own comedian group, and they outfitted the interior of the van to look like a comedy club. And
so the audience was outside on chairs in the Rail Yard Plaza, and the comedians were using the back of the van as the stage. This year we have three different weekends, each one with a different performance. The first one on May 30th is Allison Packer, who's a young artist from living in Albuquerque. And hers is called Stop Crying, and she's going to be creating a laugh track. So she's using the interior space as a small recording studio and asking people to laugh and trying to tell jokes and get people to laugh. And then she will add their laughter, overlay it over the previous people's laughter. So it'll be growing as a laugh track, and that will be broadcast outside to the public, outside
and
the
pretty
band.
Soon it'll sound like a stadium full of laughing people.
That's what we're hoping. We have no idea.
Very interesting. It kind of reminds me of that project you did where you took pictures of everybody and then made a composite picture that was
E Pluribus Unum.
Yeah.
That was we should continue to talk about this, but I love to talk about E Pluribus Unum.
We'll get back to E Pluribus Unum in a moment. So the
laughter is on May 30th. That's a Friday evening. These will all be in the rail yard. And the next one is Lisa de Saint Croix, who's a local artist, and she's just painted the full tarot as paintings on Masonite, and there's 78 of them, I believe, and we'll be showing those in the gallery, and she'll be there doing 3-card tarot readings for anyone who comes by, free of charge.
With the deck made from her paintings?
Yes, she'll have the deck available there for sale. The paintings will be hung. There'll be some prints for sale of her work as well.
Now, is that a new interpretation of the tarot, or is it kind of the traditional one that...
It's a little both. It's her personal interpretation. So every artist who... I mean, many, many artists have interpreted the tarot over centuries. And so this is her. It's very multicultural. There's pictures of South American Indians, there's Buddhist images, I think there's a image of the Dalai Lama, there's local images from the Pueblos. So she's drawing on different traditions, spiritual traditions, and invoking those as the archetypes for the tarot.
And there's one more beyond that.
Mara Leader, Jason Goodyear, and Jocelyn Danchik are presenting something called Evaluation, Banal to Transcendent. And this is a great example of how Axel works some of the time.
Banal to Transcendent?
No. Well, yeah, I guess you could say that, but what I'm thinking is we know each of these people as artists. We're not entirely sure of what it is that they're going to do. There is an interactive element in it. It's part of the Currents show, so that Currents is about new media.
Currents is something that happens in June every year. It's fantastic. It's a video installation, new media thing at the rail yard.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this will be for the opening night of Currents on June 13th.
Or El Museo, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be there right outside.
Their main show is in El Museo, but on the opening night there's performances all throughout the rail yard, the Farmers Market Shade Structure and the Rail Yard Plaza. So we'll be parked out there for that evening from 8 p.m. to midnight with this performance.
Oh, I was just going to say, one thing we do know, there is a video component, a dance component, and a sound component to this piece.
And you'll be as surprised as we will.
That is true.
Excellent. I believe the audience members will come into the truck and interact with the performers, and that interaction will modify the sound and the video, which will be then projected and amplified to the exterior.
Very interesting. And a lot of these things, I mean, we're here on the radio describing them, but you don't quite get it until you show up.
Yeah.
And some of these things are much more kind of moving and strange and spooky and interesting and just moving than than one's description of them. So I urge
people
to
describe these things. And many of you have probably seen the gallery around town. And if you haven't been in, it's much larger on the inside than it looks like from the outside. So.
Yeah, it is true. Now, let's talk for a moment about E Pluribus Unum, because that was a show that came and went, but the book remains. That's, and it's such an interesting project.
In a sense, it's good that we talk about that now, because much of what that exhibition was about was the interaction between Axel, Matthew, and I, and the public who happened to be there to participate with it. So in current lexicon, they call this social engagement through the arts. And So that, what that means is the society or the people who participate are as much a part of the art piece as the us who are, in this case, photographing and presenting ourselves. We're all engaged together to make this thing happen.
And you photographed approximately 7 gazillion people.
More or less.
And
yeah, 500 maybe.
Or you could give or take 1 gazillion.
Yeah. For that project, we've actually done that project twice, once in Santa Fe and once in Albuquerque.
Right.
And it was very similar in both. And people, anyone, we were in different location each day for about a week. And anyone could come into the gallery, which was set up as a photo studio, and bring some object of importance to them, and they would hold that in front of themselves, and we'd take their black and white photograph, print 2 copies, immediately glue one up on the outside of the truck for everyone to see, and give one to that person for free, and they'd take that away with them.
I still have mine. Parked in front of the Santa Fe Community College one day, which is where KSFR is. And I was walking out and thought, what's that?
Yeah.
And got my picture taken. And I imagined that a lot of people really did stumble across that particular project.
Yeah. We tried to put it all around town in really varied locations. I think we had 11 locations over the course of 10 days up here.
And then through the magic of software, you combined all those pictures into one composite image, which is the cover photo of the book that you put out, E Pluribus Unum, which is strangely universal and androgynous. I wondered if the one in Albuquerque and the one in Santa Fe were similar. Did they look alike?
Almost
or were
identical.
I thought they're different enough. I mean, I could see one from the other, but they both are, as you just said, strange.
Universal and androgynous?
Yeah, they're both universal and androgynous.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Mona Lisa, sort of. There's a kind of a esoteric
you can't
beauty
quite read the facial expression.
Right. It's just something beautiful in that just you can't help but continue to look and try and figure out what's going on there.
So in addition to all of this, you have another project coming up, which we can talk about when we get closer to it. But give us a little preview now. It's called the Renga Project.
Well, starting last summer solstice, we invited John Davis, who is the Poet Laureate of Santa Fe.
Yes, indeed. A wonderful poet.
He really is.
And teacher.
The Renga is a traditional form of Japanese poetry. It predates haiku. And what it is one poet writes a stanza, followed by another poet who's invited to respond to that stanza, on and on and on. In this case, 52 weeks. So John invited...
It's like a poetic game of telephone.
Yes, right. And to continue with that, we asked 52 artists to each illustrate each stanza.
Nice.
And we'll be publishing a book, and we'll be exhibiting all those drawings on June 20th, and at the New Mexico Museum of Art, we're going to have a big party where we'll invite We are inviting all the artists and all the poets to read their stanzas, project the images of the drawings as they read their stanzas. We'll have a little round table discussion. We'll have a little workshop. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like the Royal Bread Show, it's taking a very old traditional form of art and updating it, making it maybe more pertinent and local. We're very excited about it. The drawings also, not only do they respond to each stanza, they link to each other, like an exquisite corpse. So it ends up being this one, 52-panel long, continuous drawing. And we're publishing a book of that, too, which will be out at that time.
Very interesting. Now, are the two of you also artists doing your own work, or is this really the creative work that you do?
We both do our own work. This is 90% of what we're doing nowadays.
Right.
It just sort of took over. But
What are your media?
Well, I do some video. I do some watercolor and illustration and drawing.
Different media, photography. I've done some video pieces that have been shown at Currents. Drawings, a lot of sculpture using natural materials or abstract sculptures. so there is a link that binds them all together, but that would be that's difficult to describe.
Well, it's Axel Contemporary. They are on the web at axelart.com. And where's the next place where people can actually see you guys in town? Where will the van be parked?
Go ahead.
For the, we'll be distributing the breads that people order this coming Saturday from 9 to 1 in front of site. But the only thing they'll be able to see inside are loaves of bread.
Ah.
So if they want to see more than us and loaves of bread, the next thing would be Allison Packer's performance, Stop Crying, which is on Friday, May 30th. From 5 to 7 in the rail yard.
Excellent. And once again, today's the last day to order your bread with the little sculptures embedded inside at axelart.com. Jerry Wellman and Matthew Chase Daniel, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.